The U.S. sunflower crop is making good progress and taking a look at soil moisture across the country. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Like other commodity growers, sunflower producers are deeper into a busy growing season. John Sambakken, Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association, said things are looking good for this year's crop.
Even in the high plains, you know, the last few years we'd had drought conditions and you've had a lot of rain there in Nebraska, and it's looking great right now, honestly. I haven't seen the crop rated this high in a long time. People always have to be aware of insects, obviously. We're just a magnet for them, you know, for moths and things like that. But that's something that, you know, people can control with a good spray.
Like many other producers, sunflower growers got a boost when Congress passed the reconciliation bill.
One of the things that we spent a lot of time on was when Congress was working on the Big Beautiful Bill. The provisions in there for the Farm Bill have just been phenomenal for our producers. We got higher reference prices, better crop insurance coverage, loan rates were increased. They could be able to add some acres to their base acres. So we worked really hard on that and, you know, was just really thankful to see all that come to fruition because, honestly, you know, the way the Farm Bill was progressing, I mean, it was going to be difficult to get something through Congress. So it was our best vehicle and I'm glad it worked out.
He talked about what sunflower growers want to see in the rest of the Farm Bill this fall.
The thing is, our priorities were all met with the Big Beautiful Bill. I mean, there really isn't any other programs other than, you know, we're always cognizant of conservation programs. We want to make sure that they're focused more on working lands than on retiring land. But other than that, I mean, our main objectives were achieved within that reconciliation bill.
And as we take a look at the progress of our sunflower crop across the United States, in North Dakota, we're seeing 75% of that crop blooming. South Dakota's at 46%. And as for condition in North Dakota, seeing 69% rated good to excellent, and in Minnesota, 82% good to excellent. And as we switch gears here a bit to talk about some precipitation and how that's affecting our agriculture, two regions of the country have recorded heavy rains this past week. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has more details.
We have seen a persistent fetch of disorganized tropical moisture across the southeast. The other area that has been wet recently has been parts of the northern and central plains and the upper Midwest.
Rippey does acknowledge that while most of this precipitation is very beneficial,
for large parts of the upper Midwest, we remain in good shape with corn and soybeans.
He does say that some areas could turn off the spout for a little bit and have some due time to dry out.
But as you move further to the west, we're getting into areas of the northern plains where we're trying to harvest winter wheat, and now we're moving into the harvest season for spring sown crops like barley and spring wheat.
And in addition, we saw some significant flooding events over this past weekend in different parts of the country.
It was quite a weekend in an area stretching roughly from, say, southeastern Nebraska through southeastern Wisconsin, and then points to the north and west of that, also getting into some locally heavy rain.
Rippey also goes to point out that it's kind of interesting to look at the rainfall patterns that we've been seeing throughout this summer.
It was a pretty even distribution east of the Rockies for rainfall. But now that we've shifted into August, we've seen a little bit of a breakdown in that overall pattern. And what I mean by that is that we're starting to see heavier rains falling in a few spots, and the rains are missing other areas. If you look at the country as a whole for the first full week of August, which covers the period from August 3rd through the 9th, I would say, just eyeballing it, about one-third of the country had significant rainfall. But that means that about two-thirds of the country was mostly dry. And that's kind of how we're setting up here for the month of August.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.